GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Went to teach my gym class yesterday at All Around Fitness, and one of the gals in the back raised her hand and said, "Hey, Rick, did I hear some woman call you an ass on the radio?"
I have never heard that.
And Rick, you're an ass.
And we had a laugh of...
If that's the nicest thing to call you today, that'd be good.
That's true. That's a win. You taught me that.
Yeah.
Here's hoping we hear from Julie in North New Portland as we do a super-sized edition of What Tees You Off Now.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
And even before we said we were going to do a super-sized edition of What Tees You Off and that we'd take your call toll-free at 1-800-966-1039, this person wrote in to tell us what texts them off into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. What texts me off? With all this technology, the weathermen still get paid $40,000 a year to be consistently wrong at their jobs. That's your opinion. You're welcome to it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Text us if you want, but dial 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039, and tell us. Oh, it goes like this. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
When are the dysfunctional Democrats brainwashed going to say, go Trump?
When hell freezes over?
I think that's a good time.
Maybe. 1-800-966-1039. You got to be patient. Because sometime over the holiday, apparently, y'all fried the PDQ or telephone line 2. So you got to wait for the new call to come in on line 1 there, George, for you to take that call.
All right. Good morning, caller. You're on. This is the George Hillary Kyler Show. What's on your mind?
Sarah Gideon tees me off.
Why?
Why does Maine House Speaker Sarah Gideon tee you off?
Because I think her ads are false, where she has that poor woman who can't afford to stay in her home, and she acts as if she's going to get her $104 to be able to stay in her home.
My $104
you see,
show up.
See, we talked about that.
Did you get your $104
yet? I don't know. Money comes in if it's a check. Elizabeth's got it, and she's putting it in the bank account. But Jim Hamper told us.
Yeah.
He told us last summer. And here come the checks for $104 arranged by a bill passed by Democrats and fronted by House Speaker Sarah Gideon. But as Hamper pointed out, the money wouldn't be in that account if it weren't for Paul LePage setting up the revenue stream and the trigger for those checks to go out.
Welcome to the world of politics.
Caller, hello. What tees you off?
Well, I was just wondering, especially with the flu outbreak now, that they never mentioned taking a little vitamin D every day. I mean, just there seems to be something to it. And go ahead and take all the flu shots you want, but a little vitamin D seems like there's a lot of research behind it that would help prevent that. Maybe you could ask that physician that's coming in tomorrow.
We will ask Dr. Jarvis just that tomorrow during the Newsmakers Hour.
I plan on getting some vitamin D pretty soon. I just bought the ticket.
And I will, too, come summertime in Italy. Or as my grandfather, rest his soul, would say, Italy. However, when he wanted a sub sandwich, he called it an Italian. Go figure.
You can get all the vitamin D in food, too.
1-800-966-1039. George has a question for you, caller.
Hello, caller. What tees you off today or whatever?
Caller, do you want to answer George's question or you just want to sit there on the phone and breathe heavy at him? Six and one half dozen to the other.
Yeah.
This person, right. What texts me off? Pro-impeachment supporters want the facts, but they don't want to listen to the facts presented by the opposition. This person says, Bernie 2020 tees me off. This person writes to us, John Wadsworth, TMO. By the way, TMO, look at that. You know, you gotta feel pretty good if your show has created, George. An abbreviation used in text messaging, TMO.
Yeah.
Caller, hi. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We want to know, what tees you off?
The $104 with Speaker of the House, Bella Pelosi, consider that crumbs.
Crumbs, I tell you. They're just crumbs. Oh. Ruh-roh. I did not leave my debit card in my green coat. I thought I had this morning.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I left my debit card somewhere.
Oh,
I gassed up last night. It must be in the other pair of pants that I wore. And Colin left his boots in my car, apparently. Any chance you can drop them off at school?
When your wife says, is there any chance? That is not That is not exactly you just got.
Well said, sir. Thank you for translating that for me.
That's like, does this dress make me look fat?
Does this make me look fat?
Do not answer that question.
Caller on line one, George has a question for you.
Hello, caller. What tees you off today?
Morning, George. Morning, Rick. You know what tees me off? When I go to get my truck in the morning, the doors are frozen shut, and I got to climb in the passenger side.
Wow. You went way out of your way to get to work this morning. Some people would have just called in sick.
It's time to come out swinging. Come out swinging. For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Someone's channeling Julie from North New Portland and sending a text message to me saying, check your ass pocket for your debit card.
Come on! Check your ass pocket.
Sorry. I sometimes tuck it back there, but I'm pretty sure I just can't imagine.
I always have that fear, too. When I was in Florida, I did it three straight days in restaurants. I paid the bill, and three times I had to go back to they were very kind. They had it waiting for me, but now I kind of guard it because it's easy to do, I guess, because I've been doing it.
Because normally I got it right in there.
Yeah, I have it in a special place.
Yep. And I keep it close to my heart.
I used to have money, but now we just have plastic. I got some cash.
No, I didn't even grab the cash. I had some cash, and I set it by my bedside sink last night. My bedside sink. I set it beside the sink last night before I went to bed.
I often wonder
didn't grab that either.
Have I got any money in my wallet?
You carry your own cash?
And
in a way, I feel bad. There's a guy that's always at the corner by Hamlin Kanduskeg Plaza, and he's always asking if I got a couple of bucks that I could share with him. And I got to tell them, I go,
$13.
Look at you. Look at you digging out the cash. What, are you going to Diamonds after this? What?
Oh, a little bit in there.
I can't see how much. What do you got in there? Franklin! I need a better agent. Caller, what tees you off?
I got grandchildren.
I think the codification of prostitution needs to be assessed. We have to look at the different societies where that exists. In America, we have the Caribbean, we have the South American, we have, over in Europe, Amsterdam, Belgium. If you look over at India, and then the Asian populations and the Islamic. Just look at what that does overall to the entirety of the society.
1-800-966-1039. Oh, apparently Julie, according to this listener, Julie called in last night to Clyde Lewis on Ground Zero last night. And she was kind and pleasant to him, really? This person says, by the way, they only take $2 bills at Diamonds. Okay. What tees me off when my husband loses his debit card? That tees me off. Don't worry about the debit card, Rick. Next time, just carry cash.
Well, I know people who do, but yeah. It doesn't work too well for me. I do carry a little, not much. Mm-hmm. Caller, you're next. What tees you off?
Well, we'll get back to the gambling bill there for just a minute. And the revenue that would have come from it. I like to call gambling voluntary taxation. You don't pay if you don't play.
1-800-966-1039.
Nobody's breaking your arm, dragging you down the street, and making you bet.
True dat. Do like the opportunity to dream, though. We did it. We had Bob and Mitzi came over on Saturday night, and I bought Powerball tickets for one for each of us. And so we sit down and we spend probably 45 minutes just talking about, we're going to go here, we're going to go there, we're going to do this for that person. We had it all spent before the appetizers were through.
Yeah, it's the biggest ripoff in America. But
it's entertainment.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
And so people who bet on the football game last night weren't trying to get rich. They were just having fun.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Caller, what tees you off?
He's a bedside urinal. That's a good idea.
It's not a bedside urinal.
Bedside.
And that's it's called a chamber pot. When we were in England, we learned the darndest thing about chamber pots. Only the closest and most trusted allies of the royalty were allowed to be the hand servants, the maid servants, in the bedroom. Because you had access to the chamber pot. And the chamber pot gave away secrets when analyzed. It was fascinating to hear because you could tell when or when not the royalty was pregnant. You could tell when someone was sick and about to die. Because then the duke down the street was ready to assume the throne.
All
it was
I
fascinating
know is,
to learn that when in London.
I would have liked to have been there when the queen was kicking some butt yesterday.
Can we park there for just a second? Let's stop the music. Okay, this is what, okay. Is everyone forgetting that Harry was tied to the Epstein scandal?
Nope.
Why is everyone coming down on Meghan and blaming her?
I have no idea. I don't pay attention to the royals.
I don't either on this.
I don't understand why so many people disliked her going into this. I had several ladies yesterday. Well, they said she dumped her father and she dumped her family and she dumped her kids or something. And my thought was, when you marry into that group,
okay,
didn't you understand what you were getting into?
Well, a man will leave his mother and a woman leave her home and cleave, okay? You're supposed to do that when you get married, okay? Now, if he's the bad guy here for doing what he shouldn't have done, Epstein, how can you blame her for trying to keep it all together and keep her vows? I guess I don't understand the politics of royalty. Sports next. Do you understand the politics of royalty?
I spend very little time thinking
okay.
about it.
Okay, all right. Feel bad for Meghan. GHRT. GHRT Rewinds. Brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.